And then they went from that road machine that was pulled with mules that they graded roads with. Then they went from that to a Caterpillar pulled outfit. And then they went from that to the modern patrol that they've got now. And they have got different types of dirt moving equipment.
And I guess that before they had when you just had plow stocks and all, it was pretty rough work paving the roads.
Oh, you didn't get nothing. You didn't have anything then but just a road the width of a wagon and a pair of mules. That was all that you were interested in. You wasn't thinking about a road that an automobile could go over because there was not even gravel on it. You just, if you had a face that was good enough for a wagon and a pair of mules to go, that was all that you had.
So it was really just dirt road?
That's all it was, a dirt road.
And when did they start having a pretty fair number of cars in the county? When did they start paving them back?
Well, there was back in 27, they had T models. And they had a T model up to 29. Then they had an A model. And then they have grown from there up to where they are now. I recollect the first motor vehicle that ever came into East Perry County. It was a truck that belonged to Middlebrooks. And it was a outfit that had a solid tire on it. And it was much of an amusement to people to see something going up the road without some mules or something pulling it.
How long have you been driving cars and so forth?
Oh, about 40 years.
Pretty good while.
Very good while.
You mentioned that you've done some farming too. Can you tell me about the work you did farming? What did you farm?
Well, I have did some mule farming. Mm-hmm. You know, it hadn't been too many years ago in this country here that people farm with mule power.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And there was families spotted all over the county that a man and his family would have, say, a plot of land, 60 acres would be a lot of land to put in cultivation with a pair of mules. And that would be what they would work with the family. And of course there was people that had a one mule. And then the way that they had of transporting that they made was by a wagon. They would be 7 miles or 15 miles, whatever distance they'd be from Marion over here. They'd take the cotton and load it on a wagon and bring it down to the Sprott post office here. There's a gin run out there. And gin that cotton, then they would put it back on the wagon and carry it to Marion and market it down in Marion. And at that time, people that was out in the country, they had cattle, they had chickens, they had hogs, and they had all of that stuff at home. They didn't have to buy it. They lived more at home. Mm-hmm. And they'd have to go into maybe a mercantile store somewhere located in the county. I know of several of them, but they'd have to go and get their sugar and their flour.